Hello, everybody. I am Chris Kazaveka, and you have just walked into Kaz's Corner. I would first like to apologize for missing the show for the last couple of weeks. I have been interning at another radio station. It's called WVOX, 1460 AM Radio. I've been working on Good Morning Westchester with the host, Mr. Bob Marone, and I'm the sports guy over there, obviously. I've been doing sports report for Mr. Bob Marone in the morning. I do it at around the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour, and we do talk a lot of sports, actually. We've been talking about the NFL lockout and a couple of other things, like Derek Jeter's 3,000 hit. And it's a really good show you should come listen to. It's a Westchester-based show. If you live in the Westchester area, you would absolutely love it. We talk on not just sports, but we talk about politics with the new mayor races coming up this November. And just a lot of news, a lot of breaking news that has been going on in the media in Westchester. And, you know, if you come in, if you have some free time, if you're not doing anything, listen, and you can even call in. You could call in with your opinions, and you could come bash me and Bob Marone on the show. And tell you what, we accept it. We like it. It's good entertainment. And again, if you ever have a chance to go on the radio, or if you ever have a chance to call in to WVOX, and or you can stream us live on WVOX.com. But now to Kaz's Corner. First off, I'd like to congratulate the USA women's soccer team for just showing determination and perseverance throughout the whole game yesterday. Even when they were down 2-1 with just the itty-bitty seconds left on that clock, Megan Rapinoe had a great cross to Abby Wambach, who did shoot it in to tie it up against Brazil. And just, again, a great performance by all the players on that team. Hope Solo did a great job. Obviously, there was that controversial call with the penalty kick that Brazil had it in the middle of the game in regular time. And I just have to say congratulations to all the girls who just, again, showed great determination. So they did not want to go home. They knew they didn't want to go home, and they made sure they were not going to go home. And again, Abby Wambach with the unbelievable last-second goal to tie it up and eventually give the USA women's soccer team to go into a penalty kick, which I think everybody knew they were not going to lose. That's how they won it back in 99 off the penalty kick. And that's how they beat Brazil yesterday. They beat Brazil 5-3 in the penalty kick. And again, just congratulations to that whole USA women's soccer team who just absolutely shocked the whole country yesterday. And I got to say this too, because I know there's a lot of people out there who have little to no respect for the USA women's soccer team and just show complete, I hate to say this word over air, but complete ignorance to the sport. I mean, these ladies put in just as much hard work as the men's soccer team does. And if anything, they put in more work and have to work harder to build up their fan base. And I just got to say congratulations to the whole women's soccer organization around the world for making women's soccer what it is today. And just, again, a great job by USA Women's Soccer to keeping our country into it. And again, just I hope everybody, well, not everybody, but I hope if you had the chance to watch the game yesterday, that you had the same chills that I had in the final seconds of the game. Again, just great job by the women's soccer team. And I can't repeat myself enough just with this the determination by that whole team and just the hard work and effort that those ladies put in this whole year. And the past couple, especially Abby Wambach, who's been in the league since 2003 when they played with when she played with players from that 99 championship team, the World Cup team. And again, I just hope, you know, good luck this week against France, and I hope they could bring the World Cup back to the USA. And again, congratulations. I cannot say enough how much I respect this team, I respect this women's soccer team, and the hard work that they've put in. Again, congratulations. But now we get to even more local. Derek Jeter got his 3,000 hit on Saturday, July 9th, 2011. Now, we're going to work her with the twos a little bit, because Derek Jeter is obviously number two on the Yankees. If you don't know that, you're either not a baseball fan, not a Yankee fan, or didn't care enough to look up the name Derek Jeter. But he is number two on the Yankees. He got his 3,000th hit on his second at-bat. On his second hit, He became the second player in history to hit his 3,000th hit with a home run. He became the second player in history to get his 3,000th hit in the same game. He went a five-hit game, and the clock struck exactly two when he got his 3,000th hit. And a little more math in there, 7-9-11s when he hit it, July 9, 2011. You take the 7, you add 2, you get 9. You get the 9, you add 2, you get 11. 7-9-11. It could not have happened on a better day, at a better time, and with a better performance by Derek Jeter. Congratulations to him and his 3,000th hit. And I would like to say that I absolutely respect the man who caught the ball, Mr. Lopez, who got the 3,000th home run ball and hit on the home run ball and didn't ask for anything. Just said, here you go. You could take this. I'm a fan, and this is Jeter's ball, not mine. And I tell you what, I have the utmost respect because, personally, you could think of what you want of me, but 9 out of 10 people would have said, show me the money. I would have been one of those people. And I'll say it right here on the air. I would have been one of those people. But another Yankee who deserves a congratulations. A lot of congratulations on the show today, but they are definitely well deserved as David Robertson is going to his first All-Star game ever. He's only been in the league 2 years, but still, first All-Star game. He's only in the second year in the league. But he deserves it. He has the best ERA in the American League with a 1.808. A 1.08. That is unbelievable. Granted, he's a setup guy and he only pitches 6-7th innings. But that's an unbelievable ERA for a guy who especially pitches that low of innings. You give up one run, that gets boosted up to a 2 easily. The guy has 35 innings pitched and he has a 1.08 ERA. That is phenomenal. I want to congratulate the kid and all that he's done this season. I am a little Yankee biased because I am a Yankee fan, but I think any Major League Baseball fan could say congratulations to David Robertson on the performance he's had this year. He's had some big shoes to fill. Rafael Soriano went down. Jabba Chamberlain went down. He had to step up, take a big role in the Yankees bullpen, and just has shown to become that he's become a great prospect in this league, and he could be the future for that Yankee bullpen. So again, congratulations to David Robertson. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, the NFL lockout. I know I say this a lot, but is it finally going to end? We will find out right after these messages.
For news on your favorite New York teams, Kaz's Corner is the site you want. With continuous updates on the blog and a week in review with the Sunday podcast, Kaz's Corner is the only place you need to turn to. When it comes to New York sports, don't forget to walk into Kaz's Corner.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Kaz's Corner. I am Chris Kazaveca. Now, the NFL lockout is still in occurrence, and Ray Lewis said a few weeks back that if there is no NFL season, there will most likely be an increase in crime rates. I'm starting to believe that he may be right. As ridiculous as his comments were, he may be right. On Friday, DeSean Jackson of the Eagles used a number of gay slurs on SiriusXM radio. He has apologized since, though. On Saturday, Steeler Hines Ward was arrested and charged with a DUI in Georgia. In the early morning, too. He has come out and commented and said that he did nothing wrong. But the Georgia police thought otherwise. On Sunday, there was another arrest. Big surprise here, Pac-Man Jones was at a bar in Cincinnati and was arrested for being intoxicated and disruptive. Was Ray Lewis right? Will there be an increase in crime rates if the NFL has no season? Do you want to believe that? I know I don't. I mean, some of these guys are becoming millionaires because of us. Do we really want to make criminals millionaires? It's a sad truth, but it's true. I honestly am starting to believe Ray Lewis. I mean, the NFL hasn't stopped players from getting arrested during the season when there is a season. How about if there is no season? There would be a rampage. You would see every week, oh, this person got arrested, oh, that person got arrested. And I don't mean that to be naive or ignorant. I'm just taking the words of Ray Lewis and what's been going on. I mean, this is just a weekend. One weekend. And three people have already gotten in trouble. DeSean Jackson is not that serious because he wasn't arrested for it. But it's still a big deal to use gay slurs on the radio? Come on. Let's be serious here. I mean, that's terrible. And then Hines Ward, a poster child for being a good citizen, was arrested with DUI charges. I mean, if it was Ben Roethlisberger, I'd be like, eh, no surprise. But it's Hines Ward. He's the poster child of the perfect NFL player. He's a great player with a lot of talent who never got in trouble. And he's arrested with DUI charges in Georgia? He said he did nothing wrong, but obviously the police thought otherwise. It's Hines Ward. Name one time in his career that Hines Ward did something wrong until now. Is it really because of the NFL lockout? Do you really believe that because of the NFL lockout, players are going to start getting in trouble left and right? I am. And I don't mean that to be prejudiced, racist, or anything. It's becoming true. I can't believe it. I thought Ray Lewis's comments were a joke. Now I'm actually starting to believe it. It's an absolute joke that these players, they can't stay out of trouble. Even the players who never got in trouble can't stay out of trouble. Is it just a coincidence? I don't think so. I want you to tell me if you think it's a coincidence. You can follow me on Twitter at Kaz's Corner. It's C-A-Z-Z-S Corner. Or you can go to Facebook and type in Kaz's Corner. It's the same thing. C-A-Z-Z-S Corner. I want to know what you guys think. Or leave a comment in the section below. I don't care. I want to know what you guys think. Is it because of the NFL lockout that players are starting to get in trouble? And don't get me wrong. If it was just Pac-Man Jones, Ben Roethlisberger in the news again, you know, it wouldn't really shock me. Even, you know, maybe even Terrell Owens. It wouldn't shock me. But Hines Ward? The poster child of the NFL? Mr. Dancing with the Stars? Is getting a DUI charge in Georgia? Come on! Well, Ray Lewis may be right. As much as I dislike to say it, Ray Lewis may be right. It's a joke. One weekend, two arrests, and one terrible decision by a player? Come on. It can't be. Or can it? I want to know what you think. Is it true? Can the NFL lockout be causing this? Well, we'll see. Because according to Chris Mortensen, a deal should be done by July 21st. The meetings in Atlanta is supposedly going to have agreement in place and ready to sign. So, when the NFL lockout is finally lifted, let's see how many crimes there are then. How many arrests there are then. I mean, Kenny Britt, a few weeks ago, got arrested. I mean, is it true? Is it true? Will the NFL increase crime rates if there is no season? We'll see. But, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. I want to know what you think, though. Please, leave a comment in the section below and let me know what you think. I think Ray Lewis might be telling the truth. At first, I thought it was a joke. But now, 3 days in a row? Three different kinds of charges? I don't know. But, we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening.